some few years ago, I was asked by a dear old friend of mine to give this next piece at a concert instead of him. He was not very well at the time. I am going to try and give it now, but it will not be the fine rendering we used to enjoy from him. The Old Groom Story. 10 miles in 20 minutes. He done it, sir, that's true. The big boss in the farmer's stall, the one what's next to you. I've seen some better osses, sir. I've seldom seen a wuss, but he holds the blooming record, and that's good enough for us. We knew as it was in him. He's thoroughbred 3 parts. He bore him for to race with, but we found he had no art, for he was sad and thoughtful and amazing dignified, and it seemed a kind of liberty to drive him or to ride, for he never seemed a thinking of what he had to do, for his thoughts were set on higher things, admiring the view. He looked a perfect picture, and a picture he would stay. He wouldn't even switch his tail to drive the flies away. And yet, we knew 'twas in him. We knew as he could fly. But what we couldn't get at was how to make him try. We'd almost turned the job up, until at last, one day, we got the last yard out of him in a most amazing way. 'Twas all along a master, which master is the name of a regular true blue sportsman, and all his acts the same. But we all has weaker moments, and master, he had one. We went and bought a motor car when motor cars began. I seen it in the stable yard. It fairly turned me sick. A greasy, wheezy engine which could neither buck nor kick. You're a screw to turn it forward and a screw to make it stop. But it was foaled in a smithy stove and bred in a blacksmith shop. He didn't want no stable. He didn't want no groom. He didn't want no nothing but a bit of standing room. Just fill it up with paraffin and it'd go all day. It's the same would be agin the law if I should have my way. Well, master took his motor car and he motored here and there, a frightening the horses and a poison in the air. He wore a blooming yachting cap, but laws, what did he know, except that if you turn a screw, the thing would stop or go. And then one day, it wouldn't go. He screwed and screwed again, for something jammed. And there he stuck in the mud of a country lane. It hurt his pride most cruel. But what would he to do? So at last he bade me fetch a horse to pull the motor through. This was the horse we fetched him. And when we reached the car, we braced him tight and proper to the middle of the bar. We buckled up his traces and lashed them to each side, while he held his head most haughtily and looked most dignified. Not bad-tempered, mind you, but kind of pained and vexed, and seemed to say, well, blimey, what will he ask me next? I put up with some liberties, but this caps all before, to be an assistant engine to a crocky motor car. Well, master, he was in the car a-fiddling with the gear. My loss was meditating, and I was standing near, when master, he touched something. What it was, we will never know, but he kind of spurred the boiler up and made the engine go. Hold our old gal, says master, and gently then, says I, but an engine won't keep coaxing, so it ain't no use to try. So first he pulled the lever, and then he turned the screw. The thing kept crawling forward spite of all as he could do. At first it went quite slowly, and the horse went also slow, but he had to buck up faster when the wheels began to go. But the thing kept crowding on him and butting him along, and in less than half a minute, sir, that horse was going strong. At first he walked quite dignified, and then he had to trot, and then he had to canter when the pace became too hot. He looked his very haughtiest, as if he didn't mind, but all the time that blessed cow was pushing him behind. Now, my master lost his head when he found he couldn't stop, and he pulled a valve or something, and something else went pop, and something else went fizzy-wig, and in a flash or less, that blessed car was going so like a limited express. Master, he held the steering gear and kept the road all right, and away they whizzed and clattered. My aunt, it was a sight. He looked the finest draft horse as ever lived before, and all the country juggins thought 'twas him but pulled the car. He was stretching like a greyhound. He was going all he knew, but it bumped and shoved behind him spite of all as he could do. It butted him and boosted him and spanked him on the head till he broke the 10-mile record, sir, same as I already said. 10 miles in 20 minutes. He done it, sir, that's true. The only time we ever knew what that here horse could really do. Some say it wasn't hardly fair, and the papers made a fuss, but he broke the blooming record, and that's good enough for us. You see that horse's tail, sir? You don't? No more do we, which really ain't surprising, for he has no tail to see. That engine wore it off him afore master made it stop, and all the road was littered like a blooming barber shop. And master, pooh, laws, it cured him. He altered from that day, and he come back to his osses in the good old-fashioned way. And if you wants to get the sack, the quickest way be far is to inter as how you think he ought to keep a motor car. Old friends and you. Make new friends, but keep the old. Those are silver, these are gold. New-made friendships, like new wine, age will mellow and refine. Friendships that have stood the test, time and change are surely best. Brow may wrinkle, hair turn grey, friendship never owns decay, for mid old friends tried and true, we once more our youth renew. But, alas, old friends may die. New friends must their place supply. Cherish friendship in your breast. New is good, but old is best. Make new friends, but keep the old. Those are silver. These are gold.